With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republicans winning enough seats now to control the House of Representatives, completing the sweep into power. House GOP victory in Arizona, alongside a win in California earlier Wednesday, has given the GOP the 218 House victories to make up the majority.
With the presidency, the Senate, and the House in hand, the Republican Party ushers in a new political era. Speaker Mike Johnson said House Republicans have a mandate to quickly implement President-elect Trump's policies, such as significantly scaling back environmental regulations and ending what he called wokeness and radical gender ideology.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. President Biden and President-elect Donald Trump meeting face-to-face at the White House Wednesday.
After exchanging harsh words during the campaign, the two leaders sat side-by-side in the Oval Office. President Biden said he looked forward to a smooth transition and welcomed Donald Trump back to the White House. The president-elect acknowledged that politics is tough, but was grateful for the warm welcome.
It is a nice world today, and I appreciate very much a transition that's so smooth. It'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate that, Jim.
You're welcome.
Then the two men shook hands and began their private meeting. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republicans have elected South Dakota's John Thune. He'll be the next Senate Majority Leader. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
The 63-year-old Thune is in his fourth Senate term and has promised to work closely with Donald Trump, despite differences the two have had in the past. In fact, he'll be a crucial part of the incoming president's ability to push through his policy agenda. Thune managed to beat two opponents, Rick Scott of Florida and John Cornyn of Texas, both with stronger pro-Trump credentials. In a statement, Thune said he was, quote, extremely honored to have earned the support of my colleagues. Bob Agnew reporting.
And this is SRN News. National Collection Week just around the corner for Operation Christmas Child.
Samaritan's Purse will begin its effort to deliver shoeboxes of gifts to poor kids around the world the week of November 18th. That's National Collection Week, and if you or any of your friends have packed a shoebox, you need to drop it off at a designated location by November 25th. The Samaritan's Purse website will tell you where to go. Last year, the ministry delivered more than 8 million boxes, and organizers are hoping to beat that record this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia's lower house of parliament passing the final reading of a bill to ban adoption of Russian kids by citizens of countries where sex change operations on youngsters are allowed. It follows an array of measures in recent years designed to curb the LGBT agenda. Vladimir Putin in recent years has called for observing traditional values as a counter to Western liberalism. This is SRN News. Well, several of President-elect Trump's cabinet choices have drawn the attention of Israelis. The latest from Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Many Israelis are looking on with amazement as successive nominees to serve in the Trump government come to the administration with histories of strong support for the state of Israel. Nominee Pete Hegseth leading the Pentagon, Marco Rubio heading the State Department, with Mike Huckabee serving as the next U.S. ambassador to the state of Israel. And Lee Zeldin atop the EPA together provide a wall of support for the Jewish state in addition to other key issues. A number of prominent figures have suggested a joint effort by the outgoing Biden and incoming Trump administrations to end the Israeli war with Hamas and Hezbollah before the transition is complete in January. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details, MediaLine.org and SRNNews.com.